All right, welcome to another
episode of Nerdy, Bored, and Almost 30.
And I'm over 30, so I guess not me. And then there's somebody here who's not even close to 30.
Still almost.
But I guess that's like Veronica. She was pretty young.
Yeah, Veronica, I think, was probably too young.
She was like a baby. Too young.
And then I just turned 29, so I'm still almost 30.
Yeah. And I'm ageless, so let's not worry about that.
Well, and it's like, you're just going from the other end, so it's like, you still are almost 30.
No, almost implies progression.
Does it? Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Approximately 30? Nerdy, bored, and approximately?
Yeah.
Well, nerdy, bored, and 30, then.
I don't know. I don't want to do the linguistics of this.
Well, like, almost to me is like, you're about to hit it.
I'm almost, like I'm like, almost there.
I don't say I almost ran a mile. I ran a mile in, like, 1.2 miles. And like, how much did you run? I almost ran a mile. I'm like, no, I ran a mile, and then I ran some more. So that's why the almost doesn't work. Like, almost implies progression.
Okay, I'll believe it.
All right, so we got drunk.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Tammy, well, we're getting drunk. And we went to go see this movie. It's called, like, Superboy and the Gems. What was it?
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who Fights the Gem Master.
Superboy, Doctor Who, and the Gems is what we went to go see. We went to go see Infinity War, the most recent Marvel movie, because, let's see.
It's in theaters.
Mowgli wasn't around for Ragnarok or Black Panther.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
And I don't know what came out between those either.
When did I see Ragnarok? Was that with you?
You saw it here in the house.
Oh.
We didn't go see it. And we saw it with Brian, who was shitting on it the whole time. Kind of unfairly, I must say. It wasn't a perfect movie. It was too silly. I like the more serious tones of like the Captain America movies. But that silliness added to Infinity War so fucking much. Oh my god.
This dude was like hanging out in a spaceship, and then he met the Hulk, and then the Hulk was like, hey, I'm a gladiator or something.
Oh, Ragnarok? Yeah, that was silly. That was silly as heck.
That's cool. Give me this.
Yeah, that's not the movie we're talking about.
No, but yeah, it was, this is a whole,
this movie.
It's
a web of story.
It's a web.
So how did
you... like spider web, spider... Okay. Okay. Man.
But how did Thor end up on the hood of the what are they called? The Guardians spaceship.
The Nebuchadnezzar?
Like, yeah, haven't you seen the Matrix?
It just happens.
So at the end of Ragnarok, have you seen Ragnarok?
No.
Oh!
I went into this totally blind.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
I'm a little confused why Hulk's in space. It's a long story, so... I'm just
It is a long story that you never saw.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll tell you the story
because it doesn't really matter.
It's fresher in my mind.
All right, go
so in Thor Ragnarok, he's like, hey, I never saw the second, I don't remember what happened in the second Thor, so I kind of picked that
nobody
up.
Nobody does.
He's it like, doesn't matter. It was on
he's
Earth.
Like, hey, what's up? And then his dad's like, hey, I'm hanging out here. And then he's like, why? This place sucks. And he's like, wait, I'm not your dad, I'm your brother or something.
Odin?
And then, I don't know. And then they go and they like meet
Odin's up. Dad, yeah. Loki is his brother pretending to be.
Yeah.
Oh,
so then, so then, but then they end up hanging out with their dad anyways, and their dad's like, "Thanks for meeting me here, Zorro." And then
Zorro,
he's like, "Hey, boys, I'm gonna die, but guess what? You got a sister. She's gonna fuck you."
Oh,
and so he dies, and then his sister comes up and just fucks the shit out of him.
And stabs him in the eye. I heard that.
Yeah, he like she like breaks his hammer and all this stuff. So then. But before that, there was, like, this big, like, fireman.
What?
A Balrog shows up.
Oh, okay.
And the Balrog was like, hey, I'm gonna destroy you, but he's like, nuh-uh. So, anyways.
That was, like,
so
the very beginning
already.
Of
yeah,
the movie.
Yeah, that's what I said before.
I think you can just explain the very end and
Shut
why
up.
He's
I'm telling
nice.
The story of the movie. Okay, so then he goes on an adventure.
Man. Okay, why?
So when he's fighting that chick, he's getting beamed up. Yeah, his sister. He's getting, like, beamed up to, like, Asgard or whatever by, like, Blade. And then something happens. Who is it?
It's Idris Elba.
Oh. He should be Blade. So,
he should
anyways,
be Blade, but he's already
they should
Blade.
Remake Blade and make him Blade. All right. So Blade's, like, beaming this guy up. And they're, like, going through warp. But then, like, oh, no, like, she can catch you in warp.
Oh,
and so then
no.
she catches up and, like, kicks him out. And so he falls. Yeah.
Okay.
So then he falls out of this beam onto this planet, and he's like, what's going on here? And then this hot chick's like, I'll save you from all these trash people. But then he's like, thanks. And she's like, don't thank me. I'm making you a gladiator slave. So then he has to fight in this arena, and then he meets Hulk in the arena.
Oh.
And Hulk's like, brr. But Hulk's like, hasn't been regular dude for like a long time. He's just been the Hulk. So
why?
He's like Hulk. I don't know, because he's fighting. I don't know. He likes his place.
He had to shoot Hulk out for basically everyone's protection because he was too powerful.
And Jeff Goldblum's like the in charge of this world, and he's like, hey, haha, haha, I'm Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
And then he's like, you know, like laughing and kind of like gay. And so then he's the one that kind of arranges the arena. Anyway, so they eventually leave to go back to like Asgard to fight this bitch, and she's like, why'd you come here? I'm really cool. And I think like Loki teams up with them or something. That's why like they're together at the beginning of this movie, and they're like fighting, and there's this big wolf, and then like the Hulk shows up and he like punches a wolf.
What?
And then
big
all
wolf,
that
sweet as hell, they underused it.
And then the guy I was telling you about, the Balrog at the beginning, he's coming back up, and he's like, I'm destroying this whole world. And so what his dad told him at the beginning of the movie is like, home is where you make it or some shit.
So then destroy Asgard? And
yeah, so they're like, oh, we are home as long as we're together. And so they're like, let's just leave on this spaceship. And they get the fuck out of Asgard. And it all, like, blows up, and, like, they're flying off into space. And that's the end of the movie.
And then Infinity War
opens with the ships being attacked.
Opens, like, fucking in the middle of everything, which I fucking love. It's a Greek throwback, where they've destroyed half of the ship already.
Yeah.
So the Asgardians are already half gone. Thor is around, and he's all like, fuck, everything's just gone, you suck, you giant prune, I hate you. But he's a god, so
like,
he's like, fine.
Chin lines. Just,
you know, Josh Brolin looks like that.
Okay.
I thought they started it out great.
Yeah.
That was one of my, I really liked Infinity War. I think they did a great job with what they had.
Yeah, the last new Marvel movie I saw was that one, the Ragnarok one, so I was like, oh, this makes sense. They're, like, in space. But then these other guys show up. Dude, that guy sucked.
Guardians
Star Wars
of the Galaxy guys?
Star-Lord? You don't like Star-Lord?
No, that guy fucking
sucks.
You don't like Chris Pratt?
I fucking hate Chris Pratt.
He's whatever.
Ugh,
I have no feelings towards him.
Fit Pratt. I like to
In Parks and Rec.
Yeah, Pit Pratt.
He was just like, he's like, hey, I'm angry at this big purple guy and we're winning, but not if I have anything to do with it.
Yeah. So if Doctor Strange saw everything, why wasn't he like, oh, hey, guys, don't cut off his arm?
He didn't tell them that in what was seen.
Everything.
You just have to fucking trust the guy who saw how they won.
Yeah, ask the editor.
It made me really
like
mad the first time. I was like, what? That's a strange thing for Doctor Strange to do. And I laughed at that pun for, like, way too long.
Which one? Doctor Who?
Doctor Strange. Yeah, I did that all in my head the first time I saw that movie. I was like, don't turn to anyone and say that.
What?
And
Doctor Who?
Who did that?
He's
a Doctor Strange. Oh,
Doctor.
What a strange thing for him to do. The complete opposite of what he said.
Are you talking about Doctor Who? Who are you talking about?
Doctor Who's not in this movie. This isn't Jessica Jones.
He's in Jessica Jones?
Yes.
Yeah, his friend.
No, that was
one of the
ex-boyfriend.
That was a wizard.
He was Barty Crouch Jr. as well.
Yes, he was. Yeah. And he started the whole licking your lips and being a creep thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't perfected until Heath Ledger
died.
Yeah. He, like, perfected it and died. That was, like, his masterpiece.
It's true.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna put marbles in my face or whatever.
And then the DC universe just exploded.
Yeah, it died with him.
It's a curse. It's like Harry Potter.
Well, like, the nice thing is, it was, like, the third Batman, like, kind of was, like, still respectable. You're like,
I'll watch it. I'll watch the shit out of that movie.
And that guy, like, is always holding himself.
I love how Bane walks.
Bane? I just started walking around like that one day. I was like,
yeah, it makes you feel good.
Like holding your chest or something.
Yeah, that's how Bane walks around. He's like, so for those of you that can't see us,
we'll get
like,
a live feed one day.
You got, no, make the image like Bane this.
Oh,
so
yeah, okay.
Bane is always like grabbing his like jacket collar and like has his fist kind of like pointed up, kind of like mummy, but they're not crossed.
Yeah, but he's like standing upright. He is like shoulders back. Elbows back, he's holding on to a
mouthpiece
piece
ready.
Yeah, he's ready to emote like the mayor of fucking Townsville.
Oh my god.
Where's he from? Where he talks like this?
Townsville.
Townsville.
The city of Townsville.
Oh, man. He just has a silly voice. In Mad Max, he sounded like Popeye. In Venom, it's going to be called Venom, I think. Yeah. He sounds fucking crazy.
Those, like, dog people that attacked, like, yeah. Wakanda looked like Venom.
They looked like symbiotes.
Yeah, they did.
I was wondering about that.
I don't know. I mean, they were just trying to be spooky things to fight against.
Yeah. I feel like they never, all the art people have to, like, figure out how the heroes look, so then, like, the villains all look like putties.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, like, it's just a clone. All these clones are attacking.
Putties and creeps.
It's easier to
stuff,
animate.
Yeah.
Clone Wars.
Like a Suicide Squad, those looked almost exactly like
they
putties.
Were putties.
They were putties.
I haven't seen that either.
Don't.
Oh, and, like, Scarlett Johansson's fighting that one chick. Like, I'm so...
How
she
is
have,
she not dead?
Does she have superpowers? Like, how is she fighting, like, space bitch?
No, they, like, they awesome. Might maybe... Probably not ever actually going to happen, have, like, a Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow, coming of age, her own movie, where she, like, is with Bucky getting trained as a Black Widow to explain how, like, these are fucking elite assassins.
Doesn't that go into that
but
Age of Ultron, when, like, her and her being infertile and all that?
Because, like, she was
that, like,
a ballerina.
It was so
they need a whole movie to explain how she's not dead.
I've passively watched that movie so many times and I don't remember anything about this girl's backstory.
Yeah.
I just remember
that
robot was a funny guy.
Well, like a ballerina
what?
Fighter
that,
assassin.
That robot
they
was
don't,
so
like,
cool.
Punch it into you.
He's
like she can
I'm
live
so
for
bored.
A long
I'm a
time.
Robot.
She has, like, kind of super
soldier
serum, like, sort of. And she lives for a really long time. Like, she's being trained in the 50s. Like, she's being trained by Bucky, like, in the past.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
She a supercar?
She's a super duper car. But right. Only when
well,
she
this
concentrates
is a,
on
I don't
it.
Like this tangent or where the conversation is going. So let's
okay,
go back.
Well, let's go back to how she totally should have fucking died in Wakanda.
Yeah.
In Wakanda?
Like, yeah.
Because there was two of them,
Wakanda
right?
was just the battle of Naboo.
It was.
They're like, oh, these ships just fell from the sky. Uh-huh. We got a shield. Their shield was better because it, like, chopped them up.
Yeah, that was kind of...
In the Star Wars shield, it was like, oh, if you've got ballistics, we'll know, but if you walk through it, we won't. That didn't make any sense.
That's pretty ridiculous.
It's at, like, a certain point, it seemed crazy that they were still hiding behind the shield when they had multiple people who could fly. They could, like, open up part of the top, fly
and they had
through,
Jedis and stuff.
And then, like, no, not in this.
Oh, what are you talking
in
about?
Infinity War. In the same fucking battle.
Oh, yeah.
They could
that
have,
guy
like,
used,
Sam,
like...
Sam, and they could have Rhodey, like...
I don't know their names,
top.
But they had, like, that guy that dropped, like, the bombs in...
The
like,
black
like,
dudes who could fly.
Yeah. Yeah. And, the like, that guy, yeah, like, dropped the bombs on the other side of the barrier where there was, like, 10 guys.
Yeah.
Well, like, on the other side, there's, like, 100 guys, like, piled up trying to get in. Because, like...
No. Don't open it up and let them in. Open it up at the very top, let the two flying dudes
yeah.
with the bajillion guns go out, let fucking Hulk fly out, because he could probably fly in that suit, I don't remember,
yeah.
and then, like, decimate them out there.
You can't call him Hulk.
Well,
really
he
Hulk.
Was
Yeah, you can't do that.
Stark Hulk Stulk?
No, he was...
The Banner Stulk?
He was Banner. He was just...
Bulk.
He should have been
he wasn't
Edward
Hulk
Norton.
Yeah.
Yeah, Edward Norton.
I'm
no, they should have had, like, Liv Taylor there to cuddle all of them.
Oh, yeah, then they would have been super duper.
I kept making that joke during that, like, oh.
That's a very specific joke.
Yeah, the last night during that song, The Flaming Lips. So,
I kept making that Liv Tyler joke last night during that song.
Yeah, I was, like, turning to Fred, and he was like, hey. I don't think he knew what I was talking about the first time.
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm talking about? You don't
no,
know.
Sing it for me.
No.
What?
But do you know your sad face?
I know what.
Shut up.
That's how my face looks.
You are such a dog.
Eh, dogs are loyal.
What? Dogs are loyal? Is that what you said? You mumble that. All right.
I'm drunk.
All right, so anyways. Whoa, calm the fuck down.
I'm going to break all these jokes.
I'm
going to
break your head off. All right, so let's go back to the movie.
Let's go back.
What, like, they kept going all these different planets. Like, what was the Dusty Land?
Titan?
Yeah, Titan.
That
was
where Thanos was from.
AB. Attack on
Titan. I think that's what you're talking about. That's where, like, they had the fight. That sweet-ass wizard fight.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Titan. That was
I mean, that was
world.
Where they had the whole, like, the Guardians were there. And
mm-hmm.
they ambushed him.
Way so. Too many Guardians, not enough Earth. I know why they did it, because there's going to be a fourth movie. But god damn it, I wanted to see more Captain America.
Why? He sucks.
You suck. Oh my god, did you see him? He never gave up. He grabbed fucking Thanos' entire gauntlet with all of the stones. He didn't give a shit. He just tried to help. And he had a beard.
That's like every single character. What are you talking
they
about?
They all tried to get...
Yeah. You know, the Wakandans did that too. I don't see you praising them, you fucking racist.
Oh, crap.
Wakanda's a real place, and it needs your help.
It's not a real place.
It needs your help.
I think what really needed to be exemplified is how fucking powerful Wanda is. She destroyed the Soul Stone.
Wakanda?
Who? Scarlet Witch?
Yeah, that was
She
crazy.
Destroyed an Infinity Gem, and everyone was like, dude, we know you can do it. You just don't want to do it because it's your boyfriend.
Yeah. So, did Doctor Strange see a possible universe in which she just killed Vision? Because, that could have always been an option, right?
Because they didn't talk. He was still on Titan.
He can only see things.
You can see the potential.
You need a flip phone in order to contact anyone.
Fucking 90s.
I'm going to steal this from you.
Well, because if it were a smartphone, it would have shattered and it wouldn't have worked anymore. Oh, it should have been like a Nokia brick. Because then I'm like, oh, okay, well, of course it survived that mawing or whatever.
Okay, so how did Bruce Banner find the phone on the ground in the middle of nowhere after Tony has flown up into the sky? He just looks down and finds the phone with Steve Rogers' number just there, and Thor just lands on the spaceship. There's so many things that I'm like, come on, guys.
This was the one reality where it worked.
It just happened. This is the one reality where Thor landed on their spaceship. So that's
their Infinity Gems.
Well, didn't Thor say look at all these things that happened that were improbable to get me here, so this must be the way it goes?
It's fucking fate.
And then that's his whole excuse for going to get his stupid axe.
Yeah.
And then there's that giant toddler. That was crazy.
Oh, Peter Dinklage!
He's so ridiculous.
It was so perfect.
He looks so weird as a giant baby man.
I would have loved to see the casting for that. They're like, all right, Peter, so we want you to play a dwarf. And he's like, of course. No. You're going to be 20 feet tall. You're going to look down at Chris Hemsworth and you're going to kick him in the fucking face. And you're like, oh, I'm on board.
Definitely.
Okay, yeah. Do it.
It's not like you say no to roles when they come to you and they're like, hey, we need a dwarf.
Even though he should be stuck in his plastic.
That's how they sold it. We need a dwarf. That's their opening line.
All of his casting roles have to be dwarf characters. I'm not being superficial, but that's acting,
He's stuck in Magneto's plastic prison.
Call little people, not dwarves.
They change that again.
I'm not being politically correct.
I don't know.
Again.
Dude, I try. And I remember they changed it to dwarves. Because I remember, midgets was bad,
mm-hmm.
even though it's so goddamn fun to say.
Yeah, midgets is a good word.
No, but it's a bad thing to say.
This is not...
Dude, political correctness is so stupid.
I know. Kind of. But...
What do you mean, kind of?
Well, because some things it's fair to be upset about.
Like what?
Some things it's like...
Like you shouldn't be going around calling people niggers.
Whoa!
If I said N-word, you would have thought of the word it's the same thing. Ugh. Would I have said if there were a black person here? I don't know. That's the real thing.
Yeah, you don't know if there's a black listener. I mean, a listener of African-American descent.
Oh, yeah.
Or African descent. Well, that's technically everyone.
Oh my god, see? Because then you get into these super long conversations and it's not going anywhere.
No, I agree with you, though.
I know. Because you're a smart guy.
You're so stupid. You're so fucking stupid. You're gonna placate me.
I'm not. I'm agreeing.
Alright, anyways. Let's see. I kind of want to go down political correct road.
You do? Well, then we should do a different one.
Yeah, I know we should. But, when we went to go see Fantastic Beasts, it turned into about communism. And, your fucking utopia. These conversations usually get derailed into, some crazy bullshit.
It's not my fault that the world sucks. It would be really easy to fix.
Oh.
Yeah, you just kill half of everyone.
Yeah,
really.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Just a random 50%. Because
you would be, killing a bunch of really important people and probably most of the smart people, too, if it's all at random. There aren't that many people who are productive.
There's statistically more dumb people than smart people, though. So,
Just there are what?
Statistically more dumb people than smart people.
Yeah, so most smart people are probably going to be gone. So you just have a bunch of, like, I mean, laborers are good, but you need to be told what to labor.
I don't think it would, like,
labor.
Actively discriminate against smart people.
Thanos,
I feel like the
has
percentage
a nice
would be the same.
Thought.
The point of randomness, right?
What?
The whole point of randomness is that
it
would
be... I thought
it was,
like, it would be fair.
It would be statistically significant, right?
Like, I thought it was so that it would be fair to all the people. Like, even if you're rich, then you might get puffed out of a, like, existence.
Yeah, but what she's saying is that there's less of those people. Like, there's less rich people than poor people. So you're saying that, like, most of the smart people would be, like, culled or whatever? It doesn't...
Yeah.
Because it would just be, it'd be, like, half of them and half of everyone else.
So, like, instead
no,
of,
it's just half of everyone.
There would still be, like, 20% smart people, right? There would just be less people in general. There would be less dumb people, too.
All right.
Like, if there's 10 people and 2 of them are smart and 6 of them are normal and 2 are idiots, like, and we just randomly take half, most of the time, like, there'll probably be at least one smart person left.
Yeah.
And are they going to, like, be able to do what you need them to do?
It's not sustainable.
It's not a sustainable idea. It's like some bullshit Malthusian, like, oh, we'll just get rid of a whole bunch of people and everything's going to be fixed. And it doesn't work that way.
I mean, it worked on that one girl's planet.
No, it didn't.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. Did he show it to us? He's got the fucking reality stone. He can show us whatever he wants.
Yeah,
and he's probably like stuck in the soul stone now.
Wait, if he's in
there,
hold on a sec. If he has a reality stone, why does he have to kill half of everyone?
That's because
he's a dick,
Because
he's a huge.
Oh, I can just fix everything. Wait, never mind. I'll still go with my killing idea.
I don't know, because it's still not real.
Where was he in the last scene? Was he, like, looking... Was he, like, at his home hut?
Yeah.
Is that where he started?
I think he was back
in the Soul Stone. But, like, didn't read the comic, so I don't know. But, all of the people who got puffed away were, like, in the Soul Stone.
Oh.
They weren't dead. And what I think, since it was all, like, orange and everything, I think he and, like, little baby Gamora...
No, at the end, not that part.
What are you playing
charades over there? What are you doing?
Yeah, when he was like sitting on Titan, and there's like the crow.
Is that Titan though?
That's what I thought.
There was no big buildings. You know, Titan had all those.
It was
all
a fucking planet.
Where was those guys from the alien? Movie.
And it was all nice and orange.
Prometheus.
That was Ridley Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. So when was he in this?
This is just what I think.
He was in a hole? A soul hole?
No, that was Chris Pratt. He fell in a pit.
Brad Pitt.
Aww.
I think that Thanos ended up in the Soul Stone, and he's hanging out there with Gamora in, like, his little depiction of Titan.
So was Gamora in his little fantasy?
His little baby Gamora, yeah, because he, like, loved her. She's not really dead.
You mean, like, when
it
goes
their contracts for Guardians of the Galaxy 3 are still going through. She's not dead. She's coming back. Her little baby self, her, like, chibi Gamora, is stuck in the Soul Stone, is what I think. They're not dead.
And she's gonna come
There's
back
a whole other
like
movie.
A child
There's
and...
a fourth movie.
What's your point?
Chris Pratt.
My point is that Thanos didn't do things correctly, and what I think happened at the end is he is in the Soul Stone.
Is he... Oh, what's going on?
Why?
He disagrees with you.
I don't care.
He's shaking his head at you like you're a moron.
I don't give a shit.
He's eyeing you with contempt.
Oh,
I can see it.
Wait a sec. So,
okay.
Why would he be inside the little rock? He's inside his own hand?
That's where all the
other people were. But why would he be there?
Because when you snap your fingers, 50% of the people are gone. Why isn't he part of that?
Because at the end, he was like, I just want to rest at the end.
Right? Yeah, so, he was done.
He's done with his stuff, so
he's coming back
into...
Yeah, he's done.
Aren't they
going to
be mad at him?
So who are they
going to
fight?
No, they're not there.
What are they
going to
fight in the
No, MCU
also?
Is different.
What?
MCU is completely different. So this would be, like, them taking from the comic, not, like, duplicating it, because that's not what they do. So instead of all of the people who got turned into dust and were killed at the snap of the fingers actually being in the Soul Stone, it's just them, like, chilling out, being happy there, but, like, realizing that they're not happy.
So they all have their own little reality souls?
No, I guess so, maybe. Sure. So they're that, so they're well, Mormons. No, Bucky would be all alone again with a tree.
Wait, so what's the fourth movie going to be about if they're all hanging out in like their little heaven land?
They're getting those people back.
Why? What dicks?
What dicks? No, those people didn't want to be dead. You don't think that they're happier being fucking decimated by some giant purple prune? No. No one's ever happier like that. At least they weren't shot. Well, they weren't decimated, Sarah. Like, you know, oh, because that would be all of every tenth. Okay, thanks.
No, because you're in a fucking happy land. That's not what happens when you get decimated. They're not in a
happy land.
That's what you just said.
Yeah. I just said about that about two specific people.
Who? Well, where are the rest of them then?
I don't know.
Not in the
social. I didn't say you said anything about. I said that in the comic, and then they take that from the comic, so they're going to borrow from it. I am fucking listen to what I'm saying.
Well, don't do it with such a shrill voice, and maybe I would.
It's what my voice sounds like.
Oh my god, my ears.
Well, stuff some tampons in there.
What?
Are they bleeding?
What? No. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, then stop complaining.
Why would my ears be bleeding?
From the shrill noise.
You've bled from noise before?
I haven't. People but it's a thing that happens. Your eardrum bursts. You start bleeding from the ears. Yeah.
Who does that?
This is very common. Explosions. This is super duper common.
I never bleed from the ears. That's dumb.
Why don't you know about all the horrible things that happen
in
to
an explosion? I don't think I'd be concerned about my ears if I was in an explosion.
Mowgli, let's go get a hobo.
And blow them up and see what happens? Or...
and just, like, make them listen to a lot of loud music.
Oh, okay.
No, let's just blow them up. This sounds more fun.
I don't know how to make explosives, and I don't want to ask the library. They put you on a list.
Yeah.
You mean, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Speaking from experience?
This is common knowledge.
You don't go Googling that stuff, either.
Yeah, no. I don't even want to use the VPN. You don't Google how to make dynamite.
Well, you gotta find a master Googler.
Master Googler.
Well, that's anyone with a penis, right? That's what I heard.
Yeah, and they can get you into this starship. Floop, floopity bloop.
Benicio del Toro was in this? How could you tell?
I didn't know anybody that was in that movie. It's all like, all these names are at the end. I'm like, none of these people were in this.
And then Bradley Cooper, nuh-uh.
Who was he?
He was Rocket.
He wasn't Chris Pratt?
Playing Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt basically playing Chris Pratt. He's good as Star-Lord. He's bullshit in that dinosaur stuff. They shouldn't
Jurassic
be
Land.
Yeah.
World. Jurassic per-
Jurassic
place.
Universe in the big city again.
Yeah.
JP
D
C
Poo.
Poo. No.
You're like 12. Get out of here.
I like more than that.
Yeah.
I like more than twice that.
Almost 30.
No. Yeah, almost.
Nerdy Gordon, almost 12.
Almost 13 now.
You're gonna be a teenager.
I've had way more sex than.
Oh, God, I'd hope so. Jesus Christ.
That's not true of everyone.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you do know. Yeah. All those fucking nerds you date.
And I'm saying, I hope so.
You hope so?
I
hope. Oh.
You, you're humming. All right, everyone, listen. We've got a contest going on.
You do?
Yeah, you write in. You can tell us the nerdiest story you got about yourself, and Sarah will probably lick your butthole.
That's not true. Unlike a lot of...
She'll go for your dick.
That's a lot. No. Not even aspects.
What if you don't have a dick?
That's true.
Then.
No one listens to this, so I don't really care.
Yeah, one person will write in, and they're going to be the lucky one that gets your fucking, you know, butt.
Yeah.
Fuck you in the butt.
Ew.
They won't know what they're doing, it's fine.
What?
They'll probably come in like 3 seconds.
None of this is sounding at all enjoyable.
Well, why are you smiling so like happily then?
Because I smile when I'm nervous, because I'm female.
You hear that, guys?
And I'm scared of getting fucked in the butt. Yeah.
You just kind of
just keep them smiling. Like,
if you make them mad, they might put their dick in your butt.
A smile is a consent on the face.
Oh.
Don't rape people I just want to add that. I did not actually.
Let's end that right. With rape is bad. Don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say that. There's I don't want
to
get in trouble.
To the story here. Really.
So, yeah.
But
this
go
movie,
see Infinity
right.
War because
so,
it was fucking sweet.
Well, I didn't like the gems.
That was the whole movie.
That was the whole movie.
That's the whole point, dude.
They look stupid.
Yeah, I thought the whole explanation was kind of like, oh, we're going to have lesson time now. We got the stones at the beginning of the whole creation and fucking
all this
what?
Stuff. Mm-mm. And, like, Galactus will show up in the next phase or something. I don't know what's going on. Fucking Shonen Jump bullshit.
That Spider Boy got all, like, eaten up by space. That was, like, the saddest part.
It's because of his Spidey senses.
And the
he
funniest
can feel
part...
it coming on, and he's like, I hate it, I'm 15, I'm 12. Daddy, help me.
Why didn't he just melt away like everybody? And, like, nobody else was in pain. And, like,
yeah,
nobody
spiders.
Else was like, ah!
Spider.
Yeah.
He's half spider.
Have you ever tried
but
to kill a spider? It takes forever.
He's just has a thing on his wrist. He's not a spider, dude.
Whoa.
The new Spider-Man?
No.
Like...
Whoa. What?
Right?
Go on. I'm just going to watch this play out.
I'm all mad. I'm sorry. I'm drunk. I didn't mean to be that aggressive.
Yeah, look at her.
Wait, what do you mean he's like new Spider-Man because he put stuff on his wrist?
Well, like...
Because he's emo?
He doesn't have, like, a built-in web slinger.
He doesn't.
He wasn't bitten by a spider.
He
doesn't.
No. Peter Parker, he made his own. Like, he didn't create his own in his body. He made his own because he's a fucking genius.
Yeah. I mean, I like that
he,
a lot.
Like,
better,
he,
like,
he made... No, that's canon.
So then it's just
the Tobey Maguire who was, like, jizzing all over people.
Yeah, the whole, like, power thing was just from the movies.
Yeah.
Before that, he had, like, super strength and stuff from the spider, but he's like, maybe
he
I should make a web, because I got to buy a spider.
He
that's
concocted
stupid.
It himself, because he's a fucking, like, chemistry genius, and they don't...
And a photographer for some reason?
Yeah.
Well, Eddie Brock
like
took over that.
He's got his hobbies, and his job. Somebody bring me
there's
a
so
business.
Much going on to Spider-Man, and they're like...
Bring me a press.
Maybe he'll kill Gwen Stacy, that really helps character development.
Remember that one time when we were watching that movie...
Yes.
So I don't know if anybody's seen the movie Seven.
It's excellent.
But there's this guy, there's this one scene where the news chief's asking them to bring him a Spider-Man.
Oh my god.
You remember that?
It was that guy. That guy was asking for a Spider-Man.
Oh man, that's like totally not funny to anyone.
You guys so fucking stupid.
Oh, okay, so let's go back to the...
I think that was good.
Yeah.
That was entertaining.
I mean, I've got more to say, as
say
always.
It. Like, you were going to complain a lot.
Yeah,
what did
it just
you
got
not
kind
like
of
fracked.
I felt like there was a lot of Deus Ex Machina. Like, just
I
like,
didn't
oh,
even see
I'm
Ragnarok.
Just gonna... But Thor showing up on the fucking spaceship. Like,
what?
Him finding the phone for Steve Rogers on the ground. What? What in one in
yeah,
a million
chance?
Whose phone
was that?
It was Tony Stark.
He
dropped it.
He's got his car.
In the middle of a battle. Like, how did it fall out of his fucking... His sunglasses disappear into his super suit.
His Google
sofa?
Glass.
Well, those are new sunglasses.
It was an
like,
old phone.
The phone, that's kind of old technology.
It was an old phone.
Why would he have, like,
it
a
was,
nano...
It just should have been a Nokia.
Flip phone. That'd be such a weird thing to have. Like, hey, check this out, guys. I got my phone to melt into my suit, and it comes back, it's still, like, a flip phone.
Okay. But Bruce Banner walks down the street.
He found it. That was pretty weird.
On the ground.
Oh, little note in French, the whole Squidward thing didn't work very well, so they called him Voldemort instead.
You're kidding!
So much better because he looks like Voldemort.
That's pretty funny.
That would have been really good.
Oh, Ebony I was thinking Maw. About the title of The Last Jedi in Spanish.
Yeah.
And it's plural. Mm. And I think it's plural because if it wasn't plural, it'd have to be gendered. And like in the English, it's ambiguous, The Last Jedi. Because you think it's going to be Luke.
Yeah.
But then I was like, El Último Jedi or like La? Mm
hmm.
I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense why it's
Los
like plural.
Ultimos
Jedi.
Wow, look at
that sneaky.
I saw
language.
It on my way back. I was like taking a car to the airport in Costa Rica when I was last down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw like a poster for it and I was like, why is it plural?
Huh.
And I just thought of it the other night. I was like, damn. Okay. Anyways, I think, do we have anything else to say about that movie?
I don't know. I really liked it.
Yeah.
I thought that they did a great job with like, all the fucking people that they had. Oh, I have a thing to say, but it isn't my own thought. It's actually Michael's.
You
but I
thoughts.
Agree with it, like, wholeheartedly.
What is it?
And I think that
Shuri should be the new Iron Man. Ooh. When Robert Downey Jr. retires and needs to be replaced. What's she talking about? Shuri is the sister of Black Tiger. Yeah. She's the like genius.
Black Tiger. The Black Tiger boy.
Black Panther.
Yeah, she's the
like super genius. Like
I love her. Yeah.
Oh my god, she's great. Audiences love her. She's super duper smart. She like fixed vision a little bit. Robert Downey Jr. is going to be gone, but the whole Iron Man franchise, I think, should stay intact. Well, it would be a perfect way to like introduce her into.
But do you want it to be in the like they are doing it in the comics, or do you want it to be separate?
Fuck the comics. It's the MCU. It's completely different. Bucky wasn't 16 years old.
Oh,
He's 16.
He was in the comics. That's why I was mad at the first Avengers. Because he lied. He was a military brat. And they were all like, okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to train this little boy to be some fucking assassin to go run around and do things that Captain America can't do. Dude, I fucking love Bucky.
She's going to keep talking.
He's the poster boy for the broken. Are you kidding me?
Just like turn off the recording.
And you know, I came to terms with like, that's just different in MCU. MCU is totally different.
Wow. That's what happens when you get almost 30.
You start cracking?
30 plus.
Yeah, maybe it's true.
You start doing crack?
What? I haven't been saying that too. What'd you say?
You start doing crack? I don't know.
Back crack? Yeah.
You're a butthole.
I can crack a back.
Wow.
Let's poop on you.
No.
It's all get in a circle and poop.
No.
Right into your open mouth.
I don't want to be pooped on. I don't want pee in my mouth, and I don't want animals.
Oh, man, you're talking about all sorts of stuff you like to do. I didn't even know.
Well, I'm a mystery.
And an enigma.
You're an enigma.
You gotta keep an air of mystery around me, or else everyone's gonna just leave.
That air is
younger.
Called a fart, and it's coming out of your mouth.
No, that's coming out of your butt, and then you always blame it on me.
Yeah, that's true. I always blame it on me. You're like, yeah, baby! Yeah. Like, I'm the only other person in the room, like, you're convincing me that I didn't just fart, or that I farted.
Oh, the snake did it.
He's a little shit. Let's sell him.
Is anyone not drunk and can drive me to buy him a rat?
Not me.
Damn. Alright, never mind.
Fred's looking at you like you're an asshole.
You keep saying that, and I don't believe it.
Everybody does that when they look at you.
Not true. Everyone's, like, super sweet to me.
Huh.
For the most part, everyone is really, really nice to me.
Like who?
Like, the very few people I have to interact with ever.
Yeah. Like... A tree?
Like when I buy stuff from people, we have interactions.
Oh, people that are paid to smile and nod at you?
Yeah.
That's a stupid way to measure whether or not people are nice to you.
Sometimes those people are cunts. That's true. Sometimes those people are cunts to the people right in front of me. And then they're super sweet to me. And the person right in front of me is like, wow, that person was a lot nicer to you than he was to me.
When did this happen to you?
That happened when I was on a breakfast date at the Daily Grind.
What happened?
I don't know, I just bought coffee. I didn't notice, like, who was being talked to. Oh, but I was wearing my Jeff Goldblum shirt, and so the cashier guy complimented me. And I was
That's a good story.
Yeah, I'm
that's a good icebreaker.
Wow.
You asked me to tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened.
Keep farting. Well, okay, so let's go back to the movie, or let's end it.
I think we should end it. It's been, like,
Ten minutes of fun.
I don't know what you were trying to say. It's like not even anywhere.
25, 22.
Glenn, you're 20, is it right?
So none of that was right.
Yeah, you're wrong. Drink your little coffee.
It's been like 40 minutes or something.
Alright, so like let's have a closing thoughts here.
You guys want to vote on what you
so final thoughts on the movie, Sarah?
It was great, and I'm like really excited for.
Thank you. Alright, Jess.
I was disappointed, but I think it could be good in the future movies.
Okay, and I think that it was a movie that I saw.
No way.
Excuse me, I'm closing it out here. So you know, go look at it, and
listen to it.
There's some gems if you're really into gems and gem... Oh, Wizards. Wait. One thing we didn't talk about was Elrond becoming a ring wraith.
That was so fucking cool. The first time I saw it, Michael and I like looked at each other like, oh my god. And well, man, it was a
moment. Why would you do that?
Because we had been talking about Red Skull and we had been watching America the First Adventure.
Oh my god, alright, never mind. So anyways, go watch that movie. Bye. Or whatever. See ya. Say bye.
Bye.